Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to One in the Spirit. I'm your host, Vaughn Robert. How you guys doing today? I am going to take my time today. Let me just get right to it. There's not be a lot of chattering, filler talk, as you might call it. Today's show is entitled The Word Made Flesh. And this is a tribute to somebody who is very, very important to my walk in life, in this particular incarnation. Her name is Dr. Kiefer Lorraine Witherspoon. I got news a few days ago that she had departed this particular life, this incarnation, which to me, I'm really thinking, like, when I saw this, it was about, you know, you guys know me, I work at night, so I was on my last break. And I'm looking at Facebook like I normally would do, because the break is only like 10 minutes. And I'm looking, and I see somebody, you know, share some pictures of her. I'm like, who is this? What's going on with the good doctor now? And she's talking about her heart is broken, and her hero is transitioned out. I'm like, what? Dr. Kiefer? No longer in this plane of existence? Now, granted, ladies and gentlemen, I will tell you, you get a sense of as I'm going through this show. You know better. You know, somebody like Dr. Kiefer, she's no longer here. She's ascended. That's ascended master status. No matter how they leave this plane of existence, whether you did it like Paramahansa Yogananda did it, where he was just on stage and he just like he had foretold, he was like, I won't be on a deathbed or anything of that nature. What I'm gonna do, I'm gonna be in my booth speaking to God, and on stage on March 7th, as it were, he's actually coming up right now, 1952. That's what happened. Like Mahatma Samadhi, I think it's called. I can't pronounce the word, but I'm not going to try to, because it's not about Paramahansa Yogananda, though he was another great ascended master. This is about the great Dr. Kiefer Lorraine Witherspoon. Now, I've been blessed over the past 10 years to come across some great individuals in this walk of life. And honestly, ladies and gentlemen, I can say honestly that I am so blessed to have met this young lady. You know, this queen, this is what I call now. I just put it in on Facebook when I shared the link and let people know that, you know, hey, it's a platform that you want to say something about the good doctor. I have a platform here. It's free of charge to you. You know, it's not about me getting ratings. I get enough of that. I have a few followers, you know what I'm saying? It's not about that. But at that same token, I know if that service has not yet happened, there will be a lot of people. You know, when people be at the home-going services and they want to, you know, they say, hey, you know, get up and say a couple of words, say no more than 2 minutes, you might be 3 hours just getting people to say 2 minutes. And then that's not even enough. You know, how do you get up and you say something great about somebody like this? You know what I'm saying? And like I said, you know better. I mean, it kind of caught me off guard, you know, because the thing is, I've been back in Detroit for a little bit over a year and a half, and I haven't gone to see her yet. And we've never had any problems with anything like of this nature. If anything, in my life, matter of fact, I can't think of anybody who has had an influence on my life. I don't hold people to be mentors. I'm reading her book again. I've had it for 8 years, and I'm reading the book, and a lot of stuff that's in there I talk about on this show, though I haven't picked this book up on a regular basis for 8 years since I read it completely through the first time I got it. That said, ladies and gentlemen, I don't consider many people to be my mentor, but if that would be the case. I've never worked with her in that particular fashion. Though that book, Standing in the Majesty of Grace, is a great book. And I'm gonna tell you the effect that this queen had on me. You know, every time I was floating around the city of Detroit doing what I do, and I would just stop through her shop, not the one that she has now, but the one before she moved into a bigger building right next door to where she is. I would go into her shop just to soak up good energy. The last time I saw the queen, I was stopped at the shop. This is before I went to Hawaii for 3 years. I didn't mean to be there for 3 years. That's just where I was. And, I should go in there and get the light. You know, the funny thing about this whole episode, ladies and gentlemen, is I was thinking directly of her the day this happened. And I was thinking to myself earlier that day, I was like, you know what, I'm going to go see the doctor this week. I meant to go see him. I stayed away on purpose. And it's not, again, we never had any disagreements, anything of this nature. It was just, I needed to do what I needed to do. I needed to be off and cut out my niche, you know, if you would. It's like sometimes when it reminds me of a great singer that I knew back in the day when I was in the Army. And the gentleman told me, he would say, while we trying to write our songs and get our stuff right, we don't listen to anybody else as far as, you know, we don't listen to anybody else as far as, you know, other music. Like, we were Big Boys and Men fans at the time. And what the gentleman was saying was, they don't listen, so it doesn't interfere with them. So even I haven't to this day even gone and seen the great Dr. Minister Saladin, who I was a member of his church, attending church, Cosmic Christ, a church that's based on an astral theology, which is where I actually got on to astrology at. I haven't gone off in any, and it's a great circle there, you know. The guys were available, but I have to do my own thing, which is really a part of that is me doing this show. Right now, I'm living in the extended stay hotel, which is where I want to be. You know what I'm saying? It's a little bit more expensive, but I need that solitude. You know, if anybody's been following this show over the past couple of weeks, you know, I've been telling people, yo, you know what? I have been seeing the number 11. And this is going to tie in really good with the good doctor. It's really, I was thinking about it. It's actually synchronicity, if you would, ladies and gentlemen. See, what I'm saying to you, ladies and gentlemen, is this. I've been seeing that 11. So I knew that right now, I'm looking at the clock right now. This is what I'm talking about. It's 11:09 on the clock right now. 1 plus 1 plus 9 is 11. That's going to break down to 11. I've been seeing that number 11. I know it's something about leadership. It's about enlightenment, bringing the enlightenment through. You know, this book that I'm talking to you guys about right now, The Standing in the Majesty of Grace by Dr. Kiefer Lorraine Witherspoon, is one of the greatest books ever written, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? I've been going over since since I heard that she, you know, she transitioned out of here. You know what? I'm going to tell it to you like this. I've been seeing it. So, you know, I tell you guys all the time. I'm like, no, you know what? If I ever want to know something, and I want to know why I'm seeing the 11th. I'm a 33-6 by my birthday, broken down in numerology. But if there's ever something I want to know, I know. I see sixes all the time, but for some reason, I look up at 11, 11, 11. It's about to be 11, 11 in a few seconds. That just keeps coming to me. So I always know somehow my higher self, my higher mind is communicating with me with this 11. Now, I did get that answer. Like I say, if I want to know something, it's going to come. That's not even an issue. You feel me? And it came. It actually came through another Vlog Talk show. You know what? This is the first time I've ever done this show. I've never sat down. I started out sitting down. I've been pacing since I started talking. Matter of fact, I don't think I said a word sitting down. Let me sip on that good coffee real quick. Keep my mind right. But how this is important to me, as a matter of fact, before I go there, I'm gonna try to unfold this synchronicity that came through the good doctor, Dr. Kiefer Lorraine Weatherspoon, an ascended queen, if you would. I'm gonna go ahead and read. Now, not all of you got this, so don't be mad at me. Actually, I was looking at one of the posts on Facebook. There's a lot of honor going through, and because she's on my friend list, it hit me. It all makes sense in a few seconds. And standing in the majesty of grace, it's this, you open the cover of the book. Standing in the Majesty of Grace by Dr. Kiefer Lorraine Weatherspoon, M.D., means naturopathic doctor, I think. And this is her signing it. To Vaughn, may the sacredness, God's holy presence, continue to bless you. Continue to bless your world. Sincerely, Dr. Kiefer Lorraine Weatherspoon, 19 July 2008. Not a lot of you guys. I don't know if you probably got it. I don't know. But I don't know nobody who got one. The lady on Facebook who said she you know, signed her book and gave her a hug. All good. All good right there, buddy. Let me tell you something about this book. So I'm gonna make a nice little bit of this show real quick. Oh, my goodness. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. This book, Standing in the Majesty of Grace, starting on page 252. Of course, I went back and checked that out, you know, so I could, you know, sound like I'm learning on here. You know how I do. And it's chapter 49, The Mystic, Thyself. That book right there, that chapter, starting on chapter 49, is where I actually got on to numerology. I got onto numerology even before I got onto astrology. That matter of fact, it was a good 2 years before that. You know, so, you know, you just recognize the synchronicity because, you know, astrology, if you ever tell me your birthday, I already know it. Matter of fact, I know the day you die. You know what I'm saying? The day you pass out of this plane of existence. Like, today being February 28th, my father's older sister, today makes 33 years, but her sister, her daughter, passed out of here 26 years ago. 26 years ago. Her second oldest daughter, they passed on the same day. So what I'm getting at, ladies and gentlemen, is that from a young age, I've always known the dates. So when I got into astrology, it made perfect sense. I know every person in my family's birthday. I'm actually, now that I'm into astrology, I'm starting to know birth times and things of this nature. But this is where I got onto this. Now, the synchronicity of this is this. I had been seeing at 11, in this book, I'm going to read it to you real quick. You know, I don't really have to read it to you, but I'm just trying to make this point real quick. It's right here. All of life vibrates to a number. Mathematics are the underlying foundation upon which life is created. These vibrations, these numbers, each have a significance and a meaning, and when positioned and combined with one another, provide us with a blueprint for developing, understanding, and experiencing life. Now, I still quote this to this day. There are nine basic numbers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, plus the number 0, which has no value or summation. All numbers greater than 9 are added together or reduced until you get a single digit, with the exception of the double-digit numbers 11, 22, 33, which receive no further reduction. These double-digit numbers are referred to as master numbers and indicate a desire to operate from a higher vibration where the master numbers occur. So, when I first did that, I'm reading this book back in July of 2008. And from that point, see, I forgot she'd signed that book for me. And, thank you. For some reason, I thought it was April. But since July of 2008, ladies and gentlemen, I have been counting every time you tell me your birthday. If you mess around and you tell me your first, middle, and last name at birth, that's like, you don't got to be birth. You can be married. You can be changed. You can be telling your nickname. You can be telling your stage name. I'm counting. I've become so efficient at doing this. Now, the synchronicity of this, ladies and gentlemen, I think, is that calling has been coming. You got it. It's time for you to put that into effect, my dude. The week that she transitions or ascends from this plane of existence, through this particular show, actually, a follower of my show, One in the Spirit, what happens is we have something called a dashboard. And you check the numbers, who's listening, how many people listen, how many people listen live, how many people listen to you, show archives, you know. And often, I see, you get on to, it's like networking. You get on to other shows that you see, and you're like, hey, what are they doing? What do they do? I've gotten on to two astrology shows. One I'm going to listen to tonight at 6:30. One I can't listen to anymore because, you know, they're doing when I'm at work and start tripping at that. Well, I just get my own thing going. Okay, something else that the good doctor has, you know. Now, you know, I just talked to you about the 11th, right? I just saw two things that showed me 11 again. It's that. You know what I'm saying? So, in the synchronicity of this thing, what I was getting at, ladies and gentlemen, I found a show that actually helped me out with the thing. I found another astrology show. I'm personally, I'm by no means an expert yet. That said, when it comes to doing what you love to do, it behooves you to just go ahead and do that. Anybody who knew the good doctor? Knows the good doctor, I should say. Know that she loved what she doing. Every time you saw her, she had a majestic, smile to her. Even though I didn't get to go over there since I've been back, I did see her one day. It was like a week before her birthday. We didn't meet face to face. I was on a bus, and she just happened to be standing outside of the Sankofa Wellness Center right there on Woodward, and she still had that glow to her. Cold as it was that day, whatever the case may be. But you know what, ladies and gentlemen? This instrument of God, if you would, through this book is actually what turned me on to numerology. Now, I came on to another numerology book since I came back to Detroit, which would be called the Numerology and the Divine Triangle. So let the astrology take a back seat to the numerology for a little bit. And that's what I talk to you guys on a couple of these shows when I'm talking to you guys about things like, you know, breaking your year down, living your year from your birthday to the day before your birthday to next year instead of January 1st to December 31st, which was her birthday, December 31st. Things of that nature, but through that particular book, see, when I read Dr. Kiefer's book, when I read Dr. Kiefer's book, I was 33, straight up, and what was 33? It was 33, because of the way she said do it. But this book had me do it a different way, and I wasn't a 33 anymore. So actually at that time, I wasn't a 33 anymore. I was a 42-6. It's still 6, 33 plus 6. 33 is 6. So in that book, it would be called a 33-6, but I accepted it. You know what I'm saying? I still got a part to play. You feel what I'm saying? I might be like one of the running backs, say the running back for the Pittsburgh Steelers, D'Angelo Williams. I ain't the starting running back, but I'm on the roster. I'm getting paid. You understand where I'm at with this thing. Yeah. So that said, ladies and gentlemen, I called into another show here on Blog Talk called Angelic Rams. It's a gentleman named Dax. They called Dax Got Your Number. He put my information into some software, pronounced me as a 33 again. Which is okay. Hey, whatever the case may be, whatever way I may be of service better to the whole, whether it be a 33-6 or 42-6, to me is of no consequence. If you want to be if one seeks to be great, find a way of being of service. And I have no problem whatsoever doing being of service as a 33-6, a master teacher, a master healer. None whatsoever. Now, that said, ladies and gentlemen, I find this all right the few days before, matter of fact, a week before she transitions. Now, the synchronicity of this thing, to me, is I'm a 33-6, 43-6. I'm not wrestling with it. I'm just, hey, you know, he's 42. I'm a rock with it, you know. So, turns out I'm a 33-6. I find this out exactly a week before she transitions from here, or she ascends, if you would. Now, how does that really? It's actually a lot of synchronicity coming through that, her leaving, because actually the time that I found out that she ascended from this plane of existence was about 5:28 in the morning. And I knew this because I was actually working on taking, you know, normally, you know, you say take a 10-minute break, you take 12, 13, you know how we do, you know, and we paying me like that, but, you know, checks keep clearing, well, I cooperate for the most part. You understand? But I remember my break would be up at 5:28. Right as I'm about to get up and go back to where I was with my workstation, excuse me, I see this message talking about she's transitioned, made her transition. Firstly, I'm like, what the hell? Is that even possible? At 5:28. 5 plus 2 plus 8 is 15, breaks down to a 6. There's synchronicity there. So, of course, the first thing I do when I come home, it's not the first thing I do. I don't get off for like a good hour and a half at this point. I get up at 7 in the morning. And actually standing at my machine, it's a beautiful thing how the light will protect you. I'm actually at the machine working with somebody else, and I'm shedding tears. I'm not boo-hooing or nothing like that. This makes no sense to do this. I mean, if you're doing that, my people, that's what you do. You do what you do. But to me, I was a little bit upset with myself. Maybe I didn't get to get over there and see her. See what she had going on, because I was thinking about her that day. You know, and I'm thinking up to myself, I'm like, yo, you know what? I can't wait to get over there, body like April, when it starts to warm up, break in the door. You're like, we want the light, because, you know, she used to give the light over there, the Tsukio Matakati. Now, good testament to this, I used to go over there at least once a week, get the light. I used to break in the door, we want the light. I don't know why I used to do that. Everybody should like it. Everybody should like it. You know, we want the light. I went to Hawaii, and I did not mean to stay over there. For you guys who don't know that story, I did not mean to stay in Hawaii for 3 years. I didn't. It just was the same guy I ever wrote. I did not mean to stay in Hawaii for 3 years. I just did. It was that kind of party. But I was I had some dealings with a group called Pranic Healing. And had some dealings with some people who call Pranic Healing. But what happened was, you know, like anybody knows anything about these dreams, at first you get somebody freeze and you want to get them to join up the class, they think good enough of it, they'll, you know, pay to whatever, go through whatever course they're offering. I did one of them free things. And there was a gentleman, I forget the gentleman's name, I can't pronounce it. He's like the gentleman that, he's an Indian gentleman. He reminds me that Indian, that not the Indian, but the gentleman who wrote that book, the angel book I talked to you guys about sometimes, Sufian, something of that nature. And they needed a volunteer. We were actually showing people how to read and to see people, to see auras around people. And so, you know, obviously, you need a volunteer. My hand is up. Bing! There's again, 11 again, 11:27, that comes to 11. Look, it was a place called Unity Church. If you guys get a chance, look that up. That's a beautiful spot. It's at the base. I hope it's extinguished, you know. I hope anyway. It's at the base of a extinct volcano crater called Diamond Head. I'm talking about just beautiful, you know, a church. It was not an Orthodox church like here in Detroit, but it's a church. It was open air. Oh my God. Anyway, it's like a campus. Anyway, I'm in there, so you know, hey, my hand is up quick. So it got me up, and they're looking at my aura. And it's like, wow. So the gentleman told me, hey, people were seeing my aura, but the gentleman himself, the instructor, had said that I had one of the largest auras he'd ever seen. I'm like, I don't know what that's about. I'm thinking about the colors. I'm thinking about the chakras. I don't know, because at this time I'm really just finding some stuff out. Again, I'm in Hawaii by myself. I'm away from everything that I know. You feel what I'm saying? And I'm just out here getting it. But pretty sure, matter of fact, I'm better than sure that my aura had something to do with my aura with me receiving light from Dr. Kiefer and company. So this is a show I would like to just simply give thanks, you know, for me coming across her path. I mean, for divine, for the universe, divine order, whatever you want to call it, that crossed us together. See what I'm saying? And, yes, I shed some tears, and I knew better, but I was like, man, I'm going to share me a couple of tears. And like I said, the light, you know, it protects you. And I'm standing at the machine. Nobody ever knew I was shedding tears. I wasn't boo-hooing or nothing like that, you know. But I'm like, oh, my goodness. I'm really asking myself, like, is that really possible? Now, me not getting over there to see her, that is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, we didn't have any beef or anything like that. I just was out doing. But to me, the synchronicity of that thing was I was thinking about her clearly that day. I remember this. I was like, that must have been you somewhere on the... Because, see, even though you can't see or speak to her on this plane of existence now, matter of fact, oh, my God, the synchronicity is crazy right now. Because I picked up... I'm going to get to the book in a minute, Standing in the Majesty of Grace. And I'm going to do a couple of shows based on this material now. But truth of the matter is I've already been doing shows of material that she talked about. Though I haven't picked that book up and read it through in 8 years, going on 8 years now. 7.5, basically. Wow. See, the thing is, ladies and gentlemen, we think that the physical body is us. As a matter of fact, I was just going over some things in the right before the show started. Oopsie daisy. 58. It's all good. It's all good. The synchronicity is crazy, man. Listen, I just said stuff last week that I read in a book, and I know I got it from her. This is one of the things I know I got from her. You've never seen your own face. We complain about never seeing the back of our head, but the truth of the matter is we've never seen our own face. Yes. Later on, down the road, you know, I came through. I was actually at an Orthodox church. Let me tell you actually how I met the good doctor. And you know what happened? I'm born and raised in Detroit, but I've been gone from Detroit. At the time when I met the good doctor, I had been gone from Detroit longer than I actually lived here at the time, which was 2007. I was just flicking through the channel. I actually was living in Texas at the time. And I sent my son to Hawaii. That's how I'm going to Hawaii to live with his mom. And that day, he was in the air. I was on the road. It was July 4th. Got here. Drove to Detroit, supposed to stay for a weekend, go back and do some other stuff. Didn't work out that way. I wound up staying in Detroit for 4 years. Oh, my God. Times are good, man. I wound up staying in Detroit for 4 years. But in the interim, you know, a lot of times, I don't know how these things are going to work out, to be truthful with you. I'm like, you know what's good? I'm not doing it. Stay here and people cry out. I'm like, I don't know. Yeah, I, you know, I had a good time in Detroit at that time. I had never known Detroit as a grown man. I left when I was 18. I went into the Army. I was in Germany a couple of times, Texas a few times, Washington State, got out, and then I stayed in Texas. Look at that, 1133. Yeah. A few times, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I stayed here in Detroit, but what happened was I was just flicking the channel at my sister's house at the time, going through PG, bored to hell, I ain't have a job, I ain't none of that. I don't even know what I'm here for, why I've made the decision I've made. I'm flicking through the channel. I had saw her a couple of times on her show. It was called The Spirit of Wellness at the time, before she had the name Cole for TV. A couple of times, and you know what, I'm like, you know what, what actually drew me to her, again, numerology, the synchronicity of it is crazy. Numerology, ladies and gentlemen, my parents' phone number at the time, area code 313-369. 2344. Just in case somebody hearing this number is trying to prank call somebody, they don't got that number. My pop ain't even on this planet business no more. He had sent it a year and a half ago. Her number at the time that was flashing on the screen was area code 313-366-2344. So the only number that was different in those two numbers was a 6 and a 9. Later on, from a book, oh, my God, the synchronicity is crazy right now. I learned that things, how God did things. If you were talking about when the mathematical foundation, if you want to know how God did what he did, or it did, understand threes, sixes, and nines. Was actually threes, sixes, nines, and eights. I learned this from a book called The Book of 528, which breaks down to a 6, which is the time that I found out that the good doctor transitioned or ascended from this plane of existence. The synchronicity is there, ladies and gentlemen. Even though I shed tears, that wasn't tears of sadness. You know what I'm saying? I learned from when my pop passed. like, oh, I'll just let it go. I mean, it is what it is. You know, a good cleansing. Now, it was all right after I got that done. For those of you who were looking for me on Friday, I meant to say this. I just started in for the good doctor. There we go again, 11:36. That comes to 11, ladies and gentlemen. I don't make these things up. I'm just trying to tell you. For those who, let me apologize to you. I actually meant to get up and, you know, get to work on the Friday night hangout this past Friday. But when I got up, you know what I'm saying? So not, it's there. You will know, ladies and gentlemen, that when something should be. I actually didn't actually want to do a show until I wanted to do that when I knew that I would dedicate today's show to her. But actually, I made the decision. I actually got up out of my bed. You know, I work at night. So I got up and was going to do it, and I stopped right in my tracks. If I were to get up right off the bed, boom, get up, stand right here, one, there's two steps to my computer. I took one and stopped. You know, I don't want to talk to my people. You know, I love you. It's a show where you're the cause. I'm the effect. Thank you for giving me something cool to do. It's a show where you're the cause. I'm the effect. But at the same token, ladies and gentlemen, I knew within my heart, no, I don't even want to holler at my people yet until I talk to her. And I didn't want to just holler, do a show on her, you feel what I'm saying, until I took time to actually put it together, until I actually thought it out. And I actually was going to write some stuff down, but that, to me, would be insincere. You know what I'm saying? I just went over a couple of stuff in just a couple of chapters of this book. I opened up the Word made flesh. And you guys forgive me. I don't drink. I don't smoke anything of this nature. I looked at my stuff today. Like, how did the Word mad flesh? It's all bad, man. I corrected it, though, before I went live. I'm calling myself a writer, too. For be proofread, my dude. But hey, but my instructor told me, she said, hey, you let it go for a little while, then come back to you and the mistake jump out. She ain't never lie, I'm trying to tell you. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. I actually called her on that number, you know, to be honest with you. When I first spoke to her, I'm like, she's kind of mean, to be honest with you. But when I met her, that was a whole different animal. Oh, my God. No, she wasn't an animal. I'm saying a whole different vibe that I got. Over the phone, talking to her the first time, like, yeah, what you want? Right. No, just saw your number on TV, wondering what you do. Now, I'm going to tell this story, and I'm not ashamed to tell it. I didn't have a job at the time, and I used to get food stamps, people. Y'all know what it is. You live in the D. Matter of fact, I'm over here trying to holler at the food stamp lady. It don't make sense to me at this time. Like, dog, you realize you're trying to cake on the lady you hooking you up with food stamps? You know, really, she know what the deal is. I can see why she didn't give me no attention. It is what it is. But actually, the story, how I first went to one, what she was calling an orientation at the time. She was calling an orientation at the time. Was I was at an Orthodox church at the time, which we called an Orthodox church. And you know what the funny thing is? They came to me. I was just hanging out with them. Somebody was getting baptized at the time. We were at a church. They'd have a baptism. You know, churches hook up with each other churches and make some kind of arrangement, you know, breaking the law off a little something and, you know, have a whole little service to baptize some people. I'm just coming through showing support. So one day, members come to me and say, hey, what you do? It wasn't a pastor, no man. It was a couple of members. They were saying, hey, come with us. Do a ministry for us. They had named it and everything. I was like, okay. You know, asked the pastor, he was like, he was cool. And we did it. So, but the thing is, though, and honestly, I don't actually remember why. I can understand kind of why I don't remember why I made, wound up making a decision. I didn't actually start just working people out. I started to tell people, which is something a good doctor gave me commendation for. I didn't actually start you to working out. I started talking to you about your body. This is something I believed in before I even met the good doctor. You know, I'm like, you know what? Like, you know what, man? It's like, if you understand what the body does, how God designed it, then you're in alignment. You know, it's all good from that point. You don't have to worry about, you know, running and working out can become a joy. But me, I'm that cat. I'm like, yo, what the hell you mean? You know, you tired of the gym. Why'd you even come in the gym? That's kind of, the gym to me was the sanctuary. When people would be out working out, I mean, when people be out, you know, partying and doing on stuff Saturdays and Sunday nights, I would be in the gym. I'd be at 24-hour fitness. I mean, just peace to me, you know. So when you saying, I've always enjoyed it. It's not something, no. None of that. Matter of fact, the place where I live at right now, I just got rid of my Planet Fitness membership, and nothing wrong with Planet Fitness. Planet Fitness is a good look. But if I can go upstairs as opposed to go a mile down the street, you know what? I'm going upstairs. And the beauty of it is, when I go in there, it's just me in there. You talking about what? What? Talking about Pete? Ask about me. But what I did, and I'm not ashamed to tell you guys this, I did it. I went petition the leadership of the church. I was like, I need $35. I'm going to go take this class with this lady. And got the key from Lorraine Weatherspoon up on Woodward. We were on the east side at the time. And somehow or another, they didn't give it to me. It's like, you know what? Y'all came to me. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't upset with them or nothing like that. So, food stamps came in. So, honestly, I sold food stamps. Got enough to pay for that $35 fee that she had. And a little gas money, because I ain't had no car. I didn't have no job. I had a car at the time. Of course, I ain't no job. I ain't no car at the time. I ain't paying no, you know, I'm not paying no car note. I ain't got gas money. Put gas in the car. But hey, there you go. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is how I actually started to get under the tutelage of the great doctor. You feel me? And first time I sat down since I started the show, ladies and gentlemen. The synchronicity of it is beautiful right now. Again, she's ascended, so it really makes no. If you're gonna do it, you're gonna do what you're gonna do anyway. But you realize we've not lost her. You realize that in this plane of existence, like I was saying, I got a little bit excited and I kind of got away from the subject, that these bodies are the accumulation of a lot of things, a lot of thought and things of this nature. But, 11 again. Are accumulations of those things, but you are not the body. I say this all the time. This is actually in her book. I haven't picked it up in 8 years, but, you know, like that. Anytime I pick that book up, it's go to the part about numerology. But the rest of it, I've been, you know, kicking out of there. You know, like a lot of times there's a saying I like to say, and she didn't ask. I read it in her book. It's the first thing you see when you open that book up. there's a quote from the great Wallace Waddle from the book The Science of Getting Rich. I don't actually get onto that book for a couple of years, but it's right there in the front of her book. There's a thinking stuff from which all things are made, which in its original form permeates, penetrates, and fills the inner spaces of the universe. A thought in this substance images the thing thought but by the... It can always get mixed up right there. A thought... Where we at? Just a closer walk with me. Where is it at? There is the thinking stuff. All things are made. Where you at, buddy? Something like this. Yeah, no, for sure you don't know, I do this every now and again. I be looking for something. Be flicking through. That ain't it. Wait a minute, it's in here for the beginning part. Invitation. There we go. No, it's not. No, it's not. That was in here. Actually, of course, you know, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to read this book again. And then is it in the beginning part of where I was at, where I took the book to? Who are you? Is it in The Word Made Flesh? I'm too far ahead. I'm going to read this thing for you, though. You best read that one. Word made flesh, the power of thought. There we go. There's a thinking stuff. One living substance in parentheses. From which all things are made, and which in its original state, infinitesimal particles, permeates, penetrates, and fills the inner spaces of the universe. A thought of this substance produces the thing that is imaged by the thought. Man can form things in his thought, and by impressing his thought upon formless substance, can cause the things he thinks about to be created. As again, it's from Wallace Waddle. This is actually from, even though I said this is a book that I mostly go to the section of Mystic Know Thyself, where it's talking about numerology. Actually, something that was close to home for me with this particular book was the section we was talking about, where we was talking about the Word becoming flesh, which would be St. John, the book of St. John, 1 chapter 14, verse. Well, before I even hooked up with the good doctor, I was actually, even though I was in between churches, if you would, in between Orthodox churches, excuse me, even though I was there, I was still getting to that point where, like, you know what, it's more than what they were talking about, Jesus is God, like we do when we were in the church in the old days. But when I read this book in July of 2008, it came to a point, I was like, oh, somebody else knows what the hell I'm talking about. I'm not crazy. You say that to some people, it's up and down. You doing some other thing, something. I'm like, you know, I'm not okay for that. You know what I'm saying? It's just, to me, I'm like, whoa, that's really good, right? You know, there's stuff in here that I go through, that I talk about on this show, but I haven't read it from this particular book since 2008, except for the session I told you about the numerology. Look at this. The body is a barometer of your mind and spirit. Your body reflects the truth of your mind and spirit, your consciousness. It was something I was reading today. Answer that. Talking about the shape-shifting thing. So that was, that's beautiful stuff right there. Yeah. The stuff I talk about, the conscious mind, the subconscious mind. Missed out on that superconscious mind thing, though. Where we at? Who are you? Things of that nature. Our mates and our family members present the greatest challenge to our self-observation. It's often difficult to see ourselves through their behavior, their reflection. So who are you? The real you, the I am of you, exists inside of you. Life serves as a mirror. The people in our lives, the people we meet, and the circumstances we encounter are all mirrors, reflections of ourselves. These things that I say on this show, ladies and gentlemen. So with that, and I'm going to go ahead and close it down. I've got nobody to call in. I've shared this on her page, you know, because, you know, I figured if there's going to be a memorial service for the good doctor, not everybody will get to speak. So, you know, this would be a platform that somebody could actually speak on, but nobody called in today, which is okay, because I'm right now on record saying what I have to say about the good doctor, you know. And, you know, I'd like to say this, too, you know, for those who listen to it. And for those of you who listen, you might not even know who the great Dr. Keith Lorraine Witherspoon is. It'd be a good idea if you would look her up, if you would, and see, even in her passing, if you would, or her ascension, now that she's left this plane of existence, you know, if there's something that you can benefit from to help you with the whole. Because really it's not that she did anything, or you do anything, or I do anything. It's about God's infinite universe, the absolute being, that you being a channel for it to come through and bring heaven on earth. I was looking at something last week. Oprah has a show called Super Soul Sunday on her channel OWN, Oprah Winfrey Network. And there was a guy, I forget the gentleman's name, I'm not familiar with him. It's Mark something of Pena. I don't mean to disrespect this man in any nature, in anything of his nature. But he was saying something that made a lot of sense last Sunday. He was saying that, hey, it's not that you die and go to heaven. It's more that we are charged to bring heaven here to earth through us. You know what I'm saying? So, but sometimes when you come across, it's, again, it's reflection of you. Let me say this, too. For anybody who likes to listen to that, I'm going to say this. Yo, if those things, if everybody you meet or you come across, people you meet, things in there, if they're a reflection of you, wow. Ain't that a good thing, huh? If I could say the good doctor was a reflection of myself, I might could be okay. My could be. And I take solace in that. But again, remember though, the body is not, you are not the body. The body is something which the physical body is something which the eye uses to carry out its purposes. Again, here on this plane of existence, or bring heaven to earth if you would. Again, the eye is not the mind. The mind is something which the eye uses to plan, think, and reason. Right? the same thing Dr. Sarmad in his book. I'm gonna get more into that right now, later next week. On the word made flesh. But if you understand, we've not lost her. If you were able to, I don't know what you're talking about, lady. Let me go. Give me a few seconds. Let me go ahead and take that one right there. Yeah, there we go. I figured out a way to get that Zen music back in my life. You know, while I'm doing the show, I love the Zen music. We've not lost her, technically speaking. Technically speaking, ladies and gentlemen, on this plane of existence, we are not the body, so we put only certain amounts of ourselves in the body. There is a greater, let's say maybe like we might put 25-30% of our whole essence into a human body, but if you put the whole thing that is you into a human body, you would short circuit. So right now, take solace in this, if this is a great blow to you, if your heart is broken. Understand that part of you that is not here, that's actually communicating with her at that particular plane of existence. That part of us that is not here, though, that is not, even though we're all, it's all coexisting. Because again, she says this in the book. She says this in the book. That they all, the present, past, present, and future, all coexist. What actually gets in your way of this is the ego. But once you get past all of that, it's like a post I shared the other day, that I shared last year, that there was somebody talking to Buddha, and he was like, I want to be happy. Like, first take the I out of the equation. Then you take the I out, take the want away from it, and so all you got is happiness. Just be that. You know what I'm saying? So with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go ahead and let it go by now. But be advised, though, I will be back next Friday, either at 7 or 11, one of them two, depending on what I do when I hit this lick. I don't got jobs, man. I hit licks. And again, next Sunday I will be doing part two of The Word Made Flesh. I didn't feel the need to. I thought about writing it down, but I thought that would be insincere. And I just simply spoke from the heart. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, I got my book out. I just call it my Kiefer book. Ask my sister. She tell you. And I'm glad, because you know what? If I would have known, I didn't know I would go to Hawaii and stay there. I didn't know I was going to go to Hawaii and stay there. So if there was a chance I would have left this book, because I left there in a hurry because my pops had sent it. So I had to leave, like, kind of, and I left a lot of my books over there. I can only pack a certain amount. But, man, I am glad I left this here, and it's still, you know, the one can't even touch my book. Let me borrow that. I'm like, nope, you cannot borrow that book. I don't know what, if I got some money, I'll buy you one, but you ain't touching that one. You know, people do. Some always happen. Dog ate it or something. I don't know, man. I got robbed, and I broke my car. My car got repoed. You know what? Before I let this go, I'm going to tell this story. I was actually trying to get this book. I don't know, okay, I'm just not get excited about this. I call my people here. I like, go downstairs. They can't go downstairs in the basement and go into a crate and get the book and send it to me. I don't know, okay, not judging nobody, but come on, dog. But I'm glad they didn't, again, though. You know, it kind of works out. Don't trip on it. Did you see I get excited about some things? That's all that is. But I'm actually going to buy the book. So I looked at the book on Amazon. You know, I found this book that I'm holding in my hand right now. That's the book. I'm tapping it with my fingers. This book was on Amazon for $1,200. And I didn't get the chance to actually talk to her about this. That's one of the things I would have talked to her about. I was like, perhaps you could help. Why is Standing in the Magic of Grace on Amazon for $1,200? But you know what, ladies and gentlemen? this book that I'm holding in my hand, Dr. Keith and Lorraine Weatherspoon, published through Golden Ray Publishing here in Detroit, Michigan, is worth every nickel of that $1,200 and then some. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go ahead and let you guys enjoy the rest of your Sunday. If you're listening to this broadcast or this show archive, pretend like it's Sunday. It's all good. For in the future, though, I will be on Sundays and Tuesdays right now. I'm thinking about doing something or something she and I were discussing one time. She was giving me a ride to her home to get the light one time. We were talking about the Essenes. I'm actually thinking about wrapping that into Jesus Day when I start that back up. I don't know exactly how I'm going to do that, but I'm more focused now that, you know, she's allotted me some of her energy since she's divided this plane of existence. I am going to, you know, I'm on Sundays and Fridays. Again, I didn't do Friday in honor of her because I didn't want to talk to you guys until I talked to you about her, and I wasn't sufficiently ready to do that until I gave that a lot of thought and, you know, let that soak in into my spirit a little bit more. Call-in number, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to call in and speak or have a comment, even if there's any questions, that call-in number is area code 646-787-1879. Or you can listen to live to the link. Or if you listen live to the link, you're not in the switchboard. I can't let you get into the show. I can't cue you on, if you would. I can't unmute you is the word I'm looking for. That said, ladies and gentlemen, or you go to www.blogtalkradio.com/oneinthespirit. That'll be the O-N-E variety of one, not the number one. O-N-E, one in the spirit. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a pleasure being of service to you. This is my tribute to Dr. Keith and Lorraine Weatherspoon. And I will catch you guys the next time. I will see you Friday. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, one in the spirit, chucking them deuces. Didn't they? Nah, I don't let them just get off to no one in the spirit, did they?